by design. And I hope you got some of Amrita Cottrell's wonderful sound healing music. Isn't that amazing stuff for those of you who tuned in early enough to hear it? My name is Veronica Entwistle. I'm an intuitive and energy counselor, and I love it when you call into this show. This is a show all about you. How do you experience success? What does success mean to you? Before we started the show, I was channeling, working with my guides, and asking them what success was to them, and that was just really wonderful. I don't know if they kind of answered it quite that way, but some of the things that they were talking to us about were really, just sort of relaxing and peaceful when you understand what elegant and amazing beings we are and they are, and how they like to tune in with us. And because they're a coalescence of beings, that's many, many, many aspects of consciousness that seem to flow through and bring in specific frequencies, it was beautiful. They were talking about, say you were an intergalactic mechanic, and they were talking about how there are these frequencies of really strong spiritual and cosmic enlightenment energies out there. And so you could be this really amazing intergalactic mechanic, which would mean you would have already much higher frequencies than what we have here. We don't tend on the third dimension to have the same, you know, even frequencies as they do out there. They got to keep moving through and moving through, so they're in different dimensions. But then the galactic mechanic brings through an awareness, awakening, and absorption of these amazing high-frequency spiritual energies, and it becomes a part of him. So he is imbued with it. So it's like there are these, and it went on and on. They were talking about how we absorb these amazing fields and frequencies which come through them in their coalescent form. So say we're doing sessions. A lot of you know I do a lot of sessions, and people will phone, and they'll be kind of heavy and conflicted inside. I'm thinking of a fellow yesterday who had his soul journey was all kind of clotted up or hiding behind a lot of frustration and attitudes, and he'd gotten cynical and so on. And how we see it, and the guides come in and work with this too, we see it as kind of this dark puddingish that's being stirred as a cyclonic thing, but it's really thick and puddingish, and he feels sort of depressed and held back, and he's got physical pain and so on. And as the guides come through, the way they are and the different subjects bringing in little streams of light and frequency and touching parts of him that have been, if you will, too dense to feel success. Go back to the word success. They bring in solutions or perspectives or comprehensions or understandings. So some of the fields and frequencies that they're bringing through in their conversation may be spiritual, they may be about love. We're all after love, aren't we? That's one of our major searches for success. They might be about truth. They may be about evolution. They may be about healing an attachment to a past life trauma or some abuse thing, you know, and all of these are moving through like that wonderful music of Amrita's, running through the body, running through the mind, and then this person begins to shift inside, and he, like the mechanic, the intergalactic mechanic, is absorbing or being imbued with these beautiful frequencies that the guides bring through. And what is it they're trying to do, from my understanding, is they're trying to help us do exactly that, which is like awaken ourselves to feel the infinite potential that is around us all the time, that we can activate within ourselves much higher consciousness, higher potential for creating miracles, miracles being able to create beyond what our thoughts and feelings have told us we can do or what our lineage says we can do. And then they can help us soothe the collective enough to move to a much higher level on this planet. And we keep hearing on the planet that there are beings from all over the universe that are tuning in. And I like the word tuning when they're explaining these various frequencies that are coming through. Just tuning in makes even more sense, doesn't it? So there are beings, we could call them extraterrestrials, Also, there are very spiritual beings, there are ascended ones. There are beings coming through and connecting with us, and they're surrounding the world, and they're watching the earth to see if our free will, if we will open up and receive that potential evolutionary energy, the wisdom that's right around us and the love that's right around us, if we'll receive it well enough to really shift humanity out of a dog-eat-dog reality. Is it possible? Are we going to do it? And I guess this is, so we hear we've gone darker than, I don't know if this is true, okay, because it's so absolute and the universes are so infinite. But anyway, we've gone as dark as anybody's ever gone before out there in the universe, and we're moving ourselves back up from a very thick caveman state of consciousness, dog-eat-dog, and we're moving back into a much more enlightened, choosing higher and higher frequencies, and the ability to move out of the third dimension and shift dimensions at will and participate in a universal consciousness. So the guides and angels are absolutely supportive, helpful, always there to bring, I would say, fields of love in through our body, mind, and help us heal the situations that are. I love it. So anyway, that was a long preamble, but the guidance, the channeling that we did was so touching and so wonderful about their role also, and the joy that they feel in working with us and being able to be in partnership with us. Even though I don't channel on the air, probably because I'm not confident about it, they're always with me when I'm doing the radio show, and they do their hints and promptings, and they bring energy through. So I love it when you call in with your questions, and you'll be able to feel these different frequencies, how they move through you, and I'll be able to watch, and others of you who are very intuitive can watch as well, the way your transformation is catalyzed. So we're talking success. I want you to take a minute here, take a look inside yourself. What is success to you? And how do we decide what's successful? A lot of you know what it's like as we get kind of driven and we go into our worlds and we go into our lives and we're always just like trying to get there, T-H-E-R-E, I'm trying to get there, I'm trying to get a better income, I'm trying to get a better house, I'm trying to be this, I'm trying to be that, I'm trying to look better, I've got a better hairdo. That's one of the ones that gets into me. I said on Jackie's show I was going to, next life, have a higher forehead because it seems so silly, but you get into these things of, how do I look? Will I be okay? Oh, we already have a caller. Goody, go ahead. You're on the air.
Yes, I have a question. I just wanted to ask you. I'm really struggling with my career right now.
Okay. What's your first name?
I'm Danielle.
Hi, Danielle. Welcome to the show. You know we're talking about success today, right?
Yes.
So it's perfect you should call in about your career. And I think you've called before, have you?
No, first time.
Oh, okay, good. Welcome.
Thank you.
Just let me take a look here. Would you like to help us out? Just tell me what your career is right now. I'm watching also that you hold a huge limiter right in your stomach. You could be nervous because you're on the air, or I think also you hold back on yourself in your stomach trying to get things right so you can be a success. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay, we're going to work on that too. So tell me what your career is now.
I'm a massage therapist currently, and I'm trying to go into the hypnotherapy type work, and going into a different level of healing.
It's so cute because you said, I'm trying to, so I'm saying, well, what are you doing? Are you really going to do it, or are you just thinking about it?
Well, I'm trying to establish clientele base to you know, start working with clients with that.
And you've already taken the class?
Yes, I'm licensed practitioner.
Great. Wonderful. Well, you know something else about you that's really funny? I'm going, you're going to do something that brings something else that is a higher field and frequency. I was just talking about frequency. You're going to bring high frequency into your work, so I believe that you're going to combine the massage therapy training and the hypnotherapy training, and you seem to just catalyze people into a greater level of selfness with some kind of energy. Have you taken any energy courses?
Well, I'm, no, but, well, I Yes, I am working with energy frequency. I'm in sound therapy, and I work with essential oils, which carry a vibrational frequency.
Yay.
And
okay.
I really want to specialize in energy and frequency.
Oh, honey, you're going to do that. And you know what? We talked about the guides and angels. You know, that they come through us and really help us. You can call in the frequencies, and you've got the tools and so on. So here you've got ways of putting people into a trance. And you're actually going to bring through, as they show it, like these amazing rays of light, you're going to bring through that are just going to push people out of a way of being and help them. It's not that you push them away from themselves. It's that you energize a release of these limitations, and people are just going to have wonderful breakthroughs, and it's going to be all your fault.
Awesome.
I don't think you have to... For example, if you continued with your massage work, it would morph into that. If you continue with your energy and sound work, it'll move into that. So I don't think you're going to just do one thing or the other. And hypnotherapy is the greatest for understanding the psyche. And 'cause I don't know if you're going to sit around and put people into trances with a great deal of detail. Do you think you will?
I am not sure at this point. I know that I do like to do different things.
Well, I'm laughing because I'm going, you know, it doesn't matter which way you enter, you're going to have a wonderful time. And you will be known ultimately for almost like creating an ambiance for people. They won't know what to call your work. Hmm. And that's perfect. Where do you live?
I live in San Jose, California.
Great. Oh, you're going to do very, very well. Have you started doing hypnotherapy yet for regular classes?
I've gone through the training program. I did that early spring.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't started working with any clients yet. I'm trying to incorporate that into what I'm doing.
I think one of the things that's really interesting is that when you do your work with people, you're going to be able to take them into a trance really easily. But I'm not sure you're actually going to be a hypnotherapist, but the training is excellent for you as a foundation.
Great.
Yeah, so I love it. And
that was one thing I was wondering, if that was really the right direction that I, you know, should have gone in.
Well, it's so funny about you because I was talking about success and how you're going to measure success. And we'll go back to your stomach, and then I have to change colors.
Okay.
When you measure success, and people at home pay attention to your own bodies when we talk about that, what is success to you? Because with Michelle, there's a way of controlling yourself so that you will be okay and you will do a success, and you hold it right in your stomach, which is your personal power center. But if you like, would throw your arms out and just move the energy through that regularly, you're going to find that your... and we'll just move some right now. You're going to find that your success, and I really mean this from the bottom of my heart, the actual word and how deeply it can have resonance or meaning, you're going to find that your success comes through you because you're aligned with what your soul journey is.
Mm-hmm.
You remind me a little bit of me and some of us other healers who... kind of belong here and kind of don't.
Mm, because, I felt that very strongly.
Yeah. And when you have that kind of light, and they're saying there's an alignment coming up in you where you're just going to be able to bring this energy and this information through, and you will feel a click deep down inside like, wow, I think I'm finally home with myself.
I'll know it.
And it's coming for you, honey. It's coming.
That's great. I'm just wondering, because my career has been very stuck. And just the energy is just not moving.
Which is stuck?
My career. Career.
If I were you, I'm going to do a thing which we call the structures. And I would do some practices like that. You already meditate, don't you?
Not consistently.
Do you do physical workouts?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And do you do inner workout, like when you're doing your physical workout, do you do your chakras?
No, I haven't. Been working like that.
The reason I want you to is because your stomach chakra, the solar plexus,
mm-hmm.
to me is where you're stuck.
Okay.
And so sometimes when you're singing, sounding, moving your body like a wild woman, and focusing in there and coloring it up a bright, clear color, you're going to see a bunch of things kind of popping out of it. You're going to see some stuff in there. Because your personal power has to get out your dictionary and rewrite it. Personal power has to be redescribed for you. You see?
Mm-hmm.
And that your personal power right now is your ceiling, and that, of course, radiates out there, and people aren't attracted to you. You got a time coming where people are going to be very attracted to you. You'll be doing little groups. You'll be talking. You'll be here or there. Not huge things. I think you'd be more comfortable with sort of a smaller group here and a little discussion there. And don't be afraid to go to the library or someplace and give a little talk.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you ask yourself each day when you do your workout and meditation, what do I consider my personal power? You'll see that it's very limited. And I want to tease you and go, oh, rip those limitations up, girl. Because what you're powerful about is not necessarily what you can do. It's what you can be, see?
Mm-hmm.
And when you let yourself be, your own guidance is really cute. They're just like standing behind you ready for this to flow through.
Okay.
But you know something, Michelle, and for people at home, for all of us, that sounded so glib, but there's a process of incorporating and integrating these external forces within ourselves. They're a little bit like going to school, and the information's not any good until you get to use it and understand it. But you're taking some time right now to realign yourself so that this information can come through with purity and clarity. You've got a good, strong, vibrational construction, so I have no doubts about you.
Wonderful.
Take care, and thank you so much for your call.
Thank you very much.
Hey, laugh a lot, okay?
I will. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Now, that's really interesting for me to see Michelle in revealing herself on air like that, because the success she's going to feel is so much less of what she's doing than what she's receiving and giving and how it's going to flow through her. Well, those of us who are working in the healing world, sometimes it's such a... what is it? It's such a blissful reality when you can, what comes through you and you give it out and it comes back and you learn and they learn and you learn and they learn, and then what goes around fuels the collective to a degree. Yeah? And it's very exciting. Now, what I'd like us all to do is a meditation. Close your eyes unless you're driving. And of course, you can drive pretty soon listening to internet radio. That's funny, isn't it? Close your eyes unless you're driving, and let's call in a tube, a crystalline tube of light from the galactic center, moving down in through the top of your head, down your spine, right out the base of the spine, and into the core of the earth. And now, above your head, perhaps 2 miles, see a golden ball, and it's very gold. And below your spine, 40 feet, another golden ball. And then drop a filament of light from the upper golden ball, and this is going right down through the crystal tube and into the lower golden ball. Now, boy, oh boy, you're almost on a golden string in the universe, aren't you? Now I want to see you develop that from the upper golden ball to the lower golden ball, a wonderful octahedron. It's a four-sided pyramid that touches, the point of which touches the upper golden ball, and then at your waist, you've got, of course, the floor of this four-sided pyramid, and you've got, at each point of the pyramid, you have a golden ball. So now you've got 4 golden balls, front, back, side to side, or wherever you arrange them, at waist height. And from that, you drop an upside-down four-sided pyramid and have it poke into the lower ball. Can you feel the energy of the octahedron? And now also then you put the crystal ball and have the outside edges of the crystal ball touch the inside edges of your structure and feel what the energy is like there. Good. And I always find it really soft and protective. And inside of that, a star tetrahedron, it's like a Star of David, only it's three-dimensional, and you're inside of it, or it's the Merkaba. And now spin that, and you're inside of it, and you're spinning and spinning and spinning. Okay, now let's see on the magical screen in front of you. There's a magical screen in front of you. And on that screen, I want you to see yourself. And I want you to ask yourself, what is success to me? What is success to me? What is it I really, really want in this life? Now, you might get a whole bunch of things. You might get something superficial for now. You might get something really deep. I want ascension. I want a nice hairdo. I'm kidding about the hairdo thing. But, you know, we do get the superficial things going. I want a better income. I want you to go ahead and list, what is success to me? What is it going to look like? And just take a moment. It might be a very deep soul journey thing. And it might be your material wealth. Might be about relationship. You don't have to follow me. You can put whatever you want up here. I'm just guiding some people who might be lost. And it might be writing a book, making a movie, dancing a dance, having children, not having children, traveling. Excellent. I want you to ask yourself, I want you to go through each one of those things and ask yourself if you're holding back on it and where are you holding back in your body? Or another way to say it is, what stops me from this? What stops me? I'm doing it too, so I'm sort of going, wow, is that what stops me? Yeah. Just take a look. What stops me? And for each of those limitations that comes up, take a look at it and feel where it is in your body. Where is it in my body? Good. And I want you to see yourself. Maybe you've got a magical tool. Or maybe it's just your own hand. I want you to reach in and soothe that or shift that that's blocking in your body, that's a limitation. And just clear it out and shift it. In one of mine, it said, I just saw my beliefs, and I'm just taking this whole funny construction of beliefs out of my body, out of my chest, actually. You can phone in and tell me what you're doing. And when you've finished going through all of these, just take a beautiful golden light and then just flush it through each of these pictures of yourself. So now success is really interesting because it really has a lot to do with the various levels of your being. Come back into your star tetrahedron, give yourself a little bit of a spin, and then we can talk. Oh, and I want to give you the phone numbers in case you don't have them there. 877-876-5227 if you're in the U.S. And if you're in Canada, I have to turn my page for the Canadian one. Call in 888-810-8322. Call in with your questions. We want to know how you're doing. And the direct line from anywhere in the world is 530-876-3222. 530-876-3222. And I'd love it if you'd call in and let us know what you experienced about success. What's going on in your life and what is it that you're trying to accomplish? Another thing that's really funny, I was working with various people, of course, and there was a discussion about what I would be like, not me, but the people that were talking were saying, what would it be like if I hadn't been so angry when I was young, if I hadn't been so, put in a number here or a word, if I hadn't been so abused, if I hadn't been, I would have been so pure and so sweet and I would have no reactions. And you know, that's really a fun thing to cogitate. Take a look for a minute at your life. Let's take a look at your soul journey as well. We have to really honor our crazy acting out. What if your soul journey says, you got to come in and learn all about abuse and you got to step out of it and you got to lead other people. Many people have had abusive situations become leaders in a non-abusive reality, right? So what would we be doing if we hadn't had our reactive times? And I think that sometimes our shame and so on really is tumultuous or really difficult for us to deal with because almost like it seems to perpetuate itself. So instead of just acting out and getting on with it, we carry that with us. So as we get older and we purify and so on, or we get older and we release some of our limitations, we're still bubbling away with shame in there. So where would you be today if you hadn't acted out when you were younger? And maybe you're still acting out, or maybe we always act out at some point, no matter how old we get. And what does acting out mean to you? And to me, it means a lot of things. Like if we're going to be, for example, talking about success, and now I'm talking about acting out, meaning reactions or having these reactions that run through our body-mind. We have a lot of reactions that come through from our lineage, from our family of origin, from our mom and dad's, you know, you're in your mother's womb when you're born and she's got all this stuff going on. And where is the womb? It's where the subconscious is held and karma. So it's where kind of laced into this lower consciousness stuff. So we come onto the plane and you've got this destiny and this soul journey thing that says, hey, I want to be really loving in this life. I'm going to learn to be really loving. Well, you can bet your bottom dollar you're going to find situations in which you are not really loving and where you're not really loved, and your job is to go through them and to cull from that what the deeper wisdom is and what you really want if you want to be really loving, and you're in what looks like a dog's emotional breakfast, you're going to act out, aren't you? You're going to find yourself either suppressing yourself, you're going to find yourself hiding from yourself, you're going to find yourself acting out on other people and perpetrating difficulties with them as well, aren't you? But the thing is what happens is, like somebody else was saying, if you're having relationship after relationship and they aren't good and they're really difficult, instead of saying, holy mackerel, I'm no good at relationships, say, wow, I am a master of relationship because I'm going through all these test cases so that I can refine the process, and the success that I will feel would be when I get to the relationship that's very loving, or when I get to the loving part of my nature. And the other thing that's real interesting is what they say is how you know about success is because you feel it. You start to resonate deep within. Whoa, all of a sudden I feel this peaceful, loving satisfaction, and it may not be apparent. In the case of love, it will be quite apparent, won't it? But have you ever had a situation where you feel like you're just coming home to something? It's like our caller, Michelle. Pretty soon she's going to be working on some people, and the way the energies are going to combine and the sound that she's doing, it's going to feel like she just shot up about four or five dimensions and that she's not in charge, and it's just all coming through her. And she will feel the success of knowing that she's finally answered a call of her soul. And that call was really hard for her because she never felt like she belonged. So what about you? What about your success? So a lot of us who've had a lot of, serial relationships, a lot of us who've had a number of failures, like maybe you've had a number of abuse situations, you either perpetrated as well as been abused and so on, and you feel like that God never did support you or the universe never did support you. In fact, yes, I was thinking about one of my clients the other day who was working with how what she had learned from her mother was that the universe does not support. So, because what happened when she was very small was she felt, like we all do, that the mother is the whole picture. You know, it's like the mother is the womb. That's why we're so mad at her mom sometimes. And then what she does is translate from that, that the whole universe is not very good to her. So here she is saying, I'm doing all my metaphysics, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, I'm doing the other thing, but the universe doesn't reward me. And then we look at it and we go, yeah, but your expectation is the universe doesn't give a toot about you and is not going to help you at all. So her success is going to come when all of a sudden she gets to a point of knowing that she has to re-decide or she has to really redefine what the universe is doing for her and how it's her attitude that is designing what the universe is doing. And that's going to be the success. Suddenly she's going to find things open up for her. It's going to be way easier. So call in with your questions. I feel like I'm talking too much. Oh, I know what I'll do is I'm going to start to read on some of you out there. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to look at you behind your back. All right, well, something that's really interesting that's coming through is I remember watching a movie and Mother Teresa picked up a drunk in the gutter and was holding him. And one of the nuns that she was teaching went, "Ew, what are you doing?" And she said, well, this person must be ahead of, could well be ahead of me. I don't know what he's learning in this life. So the question of success is also about that, that if you look externally at what's going on with individuals, it's easy to criticize and judge what they're doing. But the reality of it is, we don't have a clue what they're doing because their level of success is coming from some personal drive. I'm glad you called in. Good afternoon, you're on the air.
Hello, it's Dominic from London.
Hi, how you doing, Dominic?
Oh, fine, fine. I'm just being perplexed by the idea of success that's happening at the moment.
So what
everything I want to be successful at is kind of too confusing to even imagine being real.
Hell, like what?
I don't know. It's just like I set myself all these projects that are unaccomplishable. And, you know, I suppose what I'm interested in is kind of, you know, maybe one day I'd like to be a filmmaker or create good drawings. But the subject matter that always interests me is too mind-stretching, and I find myself caught in these nets for years and years trying to work out the whole situation. And yet I just don't think of anything I'm trying to reach for can really be conceivable as an idea that can be comprehended or rationalized or understood in the simplest way.
Can you, do you write?
Yes, I write, and even that's, it's rather hard work for me getting anything through that I'm happy about. So I'm overcomplicating everything, I'm sure. But
yeah, but you know what's really funny about you? When we're talking about success, Dominic, is that, first of all, your phone is really hard to hear from. But so I hope you can hear me. Can you?
I can hear you perfectly.
Okay. So, like in your case, success is blocked. And I feel like it's there's something about your brain. Your brain patterning is difficult for you to manage, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what they're showing is that the success comes when, for example, they said you should just write and write and don't even reread it. Just write and write and write for a while. Because then things are going to start coming through you and they're going to start coming out of you and it will be different. And success will be when you've finally accomplished. It doesn't matter if what you've accomplished is the outcome you dreamed about. It's that you finally accomplished doing something without your brain pattern and getting in the way. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. And the other thing about you is there's a really deep feeling of isolation,
mm-hmm.
And they're saying that there's another level of success that's going to come from you when you have, there's a feeling of love that wants to come up in you. Are you aware of that?
Yeah.
Okay, and when that comes up, you will feel success even if you haven't finished one of these projects yet. How old are you now?
Uh-huh.
Because I feel like it's going to get better for you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yes, well, you know, I suppose all these things are just perplexing me, or it's kind of an enjoyable puzzle to do. So kind of take years and years and years of my life doing them, maybe, but, well, that's the way it is, just to keep me happy.
Well, I think you're going to actually do something that has some... You see, there's also drive in you. Part of our success thing is what our drives are. And you have a drive to get some recognition. Do you know that?
Yes.
So there is going to be some kind of success, and it might even be smallish compared to some of your bigger concepts, but it has, it gets recognition, and I think you'll just feel like, ah,
I can imagine
something.
That, too. Yeah, there's all these gigantic things, but in the end, it's just the smallest things that count.
Well, it's true. It's like, we'll do all these amazing things, and the guides always say that our greatest goal is love, learning to love.
Mm. And another kind of thing that perplexes me is I don't have the ability to kind of travel around. I don't have a car. I don't have the money to go on airplanes. I don't really like flying, but I have this idea that in good time I'll be able to teleport. And this has just been, you know, frustrating me for the last 10 years.
You're frustrated because you haven't done it yet?
I haven't done it yet. Well, not consciously, no. But, you know, I'm finding more and more in these years, people are on the radio claiming they have had teleportation experiences.
Right.
And they want to, you know, control them enough so they can teleport around the world. And something will happen, I'm sure, one day where this, you know, will unveil itself to me so I can have a little bit of fun and travel around with it.
Have you ever tried out of the body?
I've had some out-of-body experiences, but only like, you know, maybe one every few years. And it's very frustrating, you know.
That's something you can actually learn to do in a meditation and practice. You can do that.
Yeah.
And with your kind of brain, you could do it quite well, because you have the ability.
Doing the out-of-body thing, that would probably be the first step before teleportation, because you'd have to be able to experience where you want to go to. And then, you know, once you put your mind there, then your body follows along. So I imagine.
I would start with the out-of-body. It's not that hard.
Yeah. I've got a few hypnosis bits of out-of-body experiences, but they've not been able to help me, really. And I've just been able to get a little bit of a little altered state, like some hypnagogic images, but that's about it. But, I feel over the last few years my brain has been kind of plugged up, and maybe now it's hopefully all that Gandhi energy is mostly dissipated.
Well, it's funny because the guides are saying right away is to write and write and write. Don't necessarily read it. And you said your brain is kind of gummed up, and I think that's a very good way to release some of the stuff that's in there, because it just needs to be cleaned out.
Yes. I studied lots of kind of alternative forms of writing, like William Burroughs' cut up and folded writing system and all this kind of stuff. And I saw some stuff I come up with. It's this kind of bad hallucinatory material. And it worries people. Even my drawings is kind of mad hallucinatory material, and a lot of people are wondering if I'm possessed or something. But I get a bit concerned about what I do draw and write.
You get concerned about what you draw?
What I draw and what I write, because the people I know get a little bit concerned. I want to show them something I've done. But
is it that dark?
A lot of my work seems as if I've been taking too much LSD, and I don't touch any of that sort of stuff.
Well, it's very interesting. So if I were you, I'd just keep writing and presenting, because there's coming a time where you're going to be able to complete something, and I feel like that's going to bring you to a soft, peaceful place of self. Like,
yeah.
I'm not sure if I could promise you that you're going to teleport right away. We'd all love to. I don't think I know how to do that at all. But out of body is something you could manage right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a lot of people I want to visit around the world, and anywhere I can do that, you know, physically, and anywhere I can do that is teleporting, but I'm sure it'll happen in good time.
Maybe you can get better.
Sorry?
Maybe you can get better.
Oh, well, yes, indeed.
Did you ever think that?
You better say it one again. The phone is a bit muffled now, yeah.
Okay, well, I think that I should let you go anyway, but thank you so much for your call.
Indeed, let somebody else come
through.
Yeah. Okay.
Take
well,
care.
It's lovely to talk to you.
And you
I'll
too.
Speak to you.
Bye.
Good time. Bye.
Well, if anybody knows how to teleport, you could call us. I would love to hear about that. I don't know how to teleport myself. It's a very interesting concept. All right, let's take a look at other people and see what your success value is. Success is really how we value everything, isn't it? I see someone who's a gentleman, and he's probably a teacher, a minister, and so on. Let's see. He looks really, really intelligent. He still has some grief and mourning. However, he's one who way down deep in the soul journey has been working out an issue of strength and understanding. Like he is perplexed about life and to be understanding and be understood. In any case, as the years went on, and he seems like he's probably about 58. That's pretty around that time anyway. And he has learned to be very peaceful and really patient with people. He's a teacher. He's probably a minister of some sort. And I feel like his success, feelings of success, he's not necessarily well known. And he's sitting back and he's just peaceful. He feels like he's done it. But why I say he's done it, first of all, it's in his viscera, his whole visceral area. And why I say he's done it, because deep down inside, he's made peace with something that has been bothering him for maybe thousands of years, about human nature and what humans are doing. We had our caller, Michelle, who, I can't remember the correlation. Oh, yeah, that things are coming through for her. And what was coming through for him is this really interesting thing about helping people realign themselves with who they are, because he didn't understand. Oh, yeah, I know what I was saying about Michelle. She couldn't figure out why she was here. She didn't feel like she belonged. He could not understand how people could be the way they were. And he has spent his life, not even so much as training, just sort of intuiting and then working with people and talking with people, and actually digging them out. In his funny little way, he's been pulling people out of the rubble of maybe past lives or social context or whatever rubble we've decided upon. And he's finding at this strange point in his life, because he's got a lot of work ahead of him, he's not retired or anything, he's finding success and peace. And I feel like the resonance of the success just emanates through his body, mind. We get a sense of success because it really feels like it. Well, as a little one who feels like he can't do anything right and he suddenly accomplishes something, you just see it radiating through his eyes. So the success I'm talking about isn't, oh great, I got a caller. The success I'm talking about isn't always of another life, but it can be. So good afternoon, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
I was calling to ask if you could give me some guidance on selling my home, and
what's your name?
Andrea.
Okay.
And I live close to the border.
Okay.
And I want to see if I need to adjust the price when a buyer, any feedback that you have about my move.
Have you already had a buyer offer?
No, I had a rental option that I didn't choose to go with, because of credit
Well, it's interesting because, let me see, you may have to wait a little bit of time, Andrea. It looks like it's going to be perhaps a month and a half. Things are slow in the market, aren't they?
Yeah.
There's going to be a curl of improvement for you in the market. But I want to say, you know, that the home is a metaphor for who we are and what's going on with us. So what's success to you? I want to say to you, it's not just about selling your home. And you're going to know a lot more about what that is over the next little while. There's an agitation in you and wanting to get clear of something, be done with something. And yet the question is not yet formed inside of you, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And they say that when you get just a smidge clearer, it'll move really fast. And then you can slap your hands together and say, success.
Well, I've been having trouble getting clear.
Yeah, I can see that, actually, and it's in your belly. Can you feel that?
Yeah.
Okay. So we're going to do some energy on that, and I'm asking people at home to look at where their success or block of success is stored. Because your whole life, like the person I was talking about who has an equation between the mother and the universe, and then we limit our whole lives because of what we feel inside. So you're about to shift some huge subconscious programming, and it's very big. It's I don't think I could even describe it, but you've got a huge mass of subconscious programming which has kept you from being free to enjoy who you are, to be successful in a very kind of deep in your heart. It would be nice to be successful in a kind of more of a lyrical way, more fun way.
Yeah,
that's trying to come up, but there's this block that's got to move through, and I think all of that's going to change over the next few weeks, and your house will sell. And I don't think you want a rental purchase. I think you want to sell it.
I do.
And the money's a bit lower than what you want, but it's relatively good for the market.
Uh-huh.
And for you, it's better to get out of it rather than waiting for the market to undulate in your favor.
Yeah, I'm feeling that.
Mm-hmm. Can you feel that in the belly? Can people at home feel the energy the guides are running through your body mind to move where the blocks are? And flex your jaw. The reason we flex our jaw is because it feels like we kind of clap our jaws tight against what might be coming up, and you really want it to open up and flip this energy free. Anyway, you've got somebody bringing somebody about your house to you in probably a couple of weeks. I don't think it's immediate. So let us know, Andrea.
Okay.
Will you do that?
Yeah, of course.
And then we'll say, wow, she's a success, right?
What do they say to change the list for price right now, or?
Nope. How long has it been on the market?
2 weeks.
Oh, good. Because they're saying to just leave it. And, of course, I'm checking. If you leave it too long and everybody knows it's been for sale forever.
I know. I was just going to move it 13. I mean, it wasn't going to be a huge amount.
It wasn't what?
What? Pardon?
I didn't hear what you said.
I was going to move at 13,000. So,
no, what I would wait. September. You should know by September the 15th if you have to change it. You may not have to change the price. What do you think of that? I don't usually give dates, so we'll see what happens with that.
Okay. So, thank you, Veronica.
All right. Take care, darling.
Okay. You
bye.
Too. Bye-bye.
So, in her case, success, and now here, that's something really interesting, too, is success, in her case, has a lot to do with her feelings of self with self and a huge evolution that wants to come through and meet with her soul journey. She's felt stifled and blocked for quite a long time, so it's not a surprise that the house, or that she's concerned about getting out of the house, and it doesn't seem to be selling, although it is going to sell fairly fast. But when in doubt, go in and clear something in yourself, and then the art of feeling that success is going to get much more swift. My paradigm shifter today is very exciting. It's Galexis. channeled through Ginger Galexis is a collection of beings, of consciousnesses throughout the universe, and they have some very wonderful material to talk about. Let's see, I want to talk to them about what is it like to know many dimensions at a time, and how much are we capable of? I want to know what success is to them, and I'll bet you they got something to say about that. And apparently we're all bridges, and I'm going to ask Alexis about what it's like, how is it for us to be bridges? Could they give us an overview? Could ask an awful lot more questions. And I know that they put out a lot of CDs, different subjects and so on, and relationship and being, and they're coming up with some new information on how our body works for us. And we just talked to Andrea, and her body is evidence of holding a certain consciousness about success and freedom and so on. We talked about that. Well, Galexis has got some new points of view about the physical body, making peace with the physical body, enjoying it as the vehicle of our experience on the planet. We have a lot to talk to Galexis about. It should be fun as well. And on Thursday night, I'm going to be talking with Jackie Salvitti. We've got a new system coming where I'm going to be interviewing Jackie. And part of it started because I interviewed her the other day, and it's going to run on my show next week, Jackie Salvitti and her team. And we had a great deal of discussion, and I asked them a lot of questions about who they are and what it is they're doing and what are the ramifications of Galexis, even my own team and many other people's. What are the ramifications on human consciousness these days? What are we aiming for? Are we moving toward 2012? So I'm going to be on Jackie's show and interviewing her and her team on Thursday night, and then also our pre-record is going to be on next Tuesday at 5 o'clock. She's our paradigm shifter next Tuesday, talking about what's going on in the universe and how can I participate more consciously. And what is success? Success is moving out of a third-dimensional limitation into a much grander perspective, is it not? So I'm going to say thank you so much for listening. I'd love it if you'd like a session, or if you would like to email me and tell me what you'd like to experience on Radiance by Design. My email is veronica@veronicaentwistle. That's veronica@veronicaentwistle, ENTWISTLE.com. And here's a phone number, 510-595-5564. 510-595-5564. Remember to do your structures. Use your structures as a great place to go in to protect yourself, to take in situations that need healing, to actually train yourself to manifest and so on. Get in there and get to work on being this amazing success that you are. So this is Veronica Entwistle saying, email me. Thank you ever so much for listening to the show. I want to send you all much love. Take some, pass it on, send it back and round the world. And we'll talk to you in 5 minutes with Galexis.